back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at the Greenbrier Shopping Center. I call this North Bel Air. I'm sure it has a neighborhood name, but it's Bel Air. We're at Pappas. We're eating better in the neighborhood here. It is a brand new Pappas. And I've had my boy Ken came out, Mickey Coachella, half of Bel Air's up here having their first delicious crab cake at Pappas, and we're in the plaza here having some fun. We've had some great guests, and I'm going to be doing something with an old friend of mine right up the road here at Adam's Jeep. We did a lot of shows at Adam's Jeep when my wife was battling cancer. We did swabbings at Adam's Jeep with Steve Michaels. Did a lot of Ravens events. We had Eric Weddle up there, had Steve Smith up there, we had Dennis Pitt up there. I remember Eugene Monroe was up there, Mike Wiles. We had a lot of people, but I tell you, we're going to be doing something special on May the 6th for one of my loves, which are felines and cats. Anybody that knows me knows of my love for Nala, my former love of my dearly beloved kitty. Karen Burkhardt is here from the Chesapeake Feline Association to not just promote May 6th at Adam's Jeep here, coming across the bridge from Cecil County to talk about your love of cats. I read about you online. You've been at this for a little while here, saving these beautiful creatures' lives.
I have. Well, Chesapeake Feline has been established since October 2009, and our mission has always been saving lives one cat at a time. And we go out into the community. We have a shelter that has just adults only. All our kittens go into foster care. We offer TNR services.
What's TNR?
Trap, neuter, and return.
Okay.
And what we do is we do a lot with the community cats, try to control the cat population. So we will have the cat trapped, we will take it, and it will get spay or neutered, it'll get a rabies vaccine, and it'll get an ear doc. When you see a cat that has a left tip of its ear missing, that means that cat has already gone through TNR, it's already been spay or neutered.
You mean a feral cat?
A feral cat, a community cat, yes.
Community, that's what you call community cats, okay.
Community cats, yes.
Well, my cat love stories. My wife loves cats, always loved cats. In the beginning of our relationship, we did not have a cat. She wanted a cat. It was a real problem in our relationship because it was something she really wanted, like a child, you know. And finally, about 7-8 years into our relationship, we've been married 20 years. 7-8 years in, I said, let's go get a cat. We went to Baltimore Humane is where we adopted originally, and adopted this beautiful adult 5.5-year-old diluted calico named Kitty. Brought her home and loved her to the minute we lost her.
Aww.
Broke our hearts. She died. We were on a trip with the Ravens at Wembley Stadium in 2017. She died while we were on our trip. It just was devastating. We came home. I made it 13 days, Karen. I made it 13 days without a cat. And we had to get a cat. So we adopted this beautiful kitten. She was this big. She had just been spayed. She had her little cone on her head.
Mm-hmm.
We thought she might have had a neurological problem because the cone was so heavy on her that she was moving a little funny. And I went out to Baltimore Humane brokenhearted after losing my cat. And I spent a day and a half out there in different cages with different cats trying to figure out if there was a bond with a creature. And we came out and I saw this little kitten. They had just brought her out onto the floor. And she looked like Kitty. She had the same marking. She had this calico marking. And I picked her up. She was this big. I mean, she was this big. And she had a cone on, maybe this, you know, this big. And she reached out and she kissed my nose.
Oh, that was it, right?
The end.
It was over after
She's
that.
She's home right now, loving me up. She woke up between my legs this morning.
Aww.
Because she sleeps between our legs.
Mm-hmm.
She sleeps in bed with us. And she is the mutual bond between my wife and I. She is our love child.
Well, I tell you, all the times that we're out there, I'll hear people say, I don't like cats. And I said, you've never met the right cat. You know, my husband is a dog lover. He's converted to cats. That's all we have at our house now. We don't have a dog
anymore. How many cats do you have, Karen?
Of my own, I actually have 6, but I am fostering. We just had a cat in February that had to have a leg amputation, Champ. And actually, Champ will be at Adam's Jeep. I'm going to bring him there. He's healed, ready to go. Yes. Yeah, he's a great cat. He's 7 years old. Lost his foot to a fox when he was a kitten and just had some leg issues ever since. And when we took him in about a year and a half ago, we needed to address that. So he'll be at Adam's Jeep. So currently I have 7. So who knows, at any given time it could go up.
Well, give me your story. Tell me about Chesapeake Feline Association, what we're doing on the 6th, saving cats' lives. That either means something to somebody in the audience, and people listening to me probably does mean something because they know what it means to me. And you do this work, and my hat's off to you. I mean, my dear friend Chris Pike, his wife, Kate, has dedicated her life to saving animals. She only works an animal. She'd be a great person to work for an organization like yours. She's done this professionally forever and ever and ever. I've been a part of her dog fest and cat fest and all that stuff. But what all of you do is special because you think you saved the cat's life and the cat winds up saving you. When my wife was fighting for her life with cancer twice in 14 and 15 and I'm home with that cat and that cat's Skyping with my wife, that cat saved my wife's life. No doubt about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, people think, you know, that we're just a bunch of crazy cat ladies running around saving cats.
And you are.
Not.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes. Yes, yeah, sometimes. But you have to look at it, too. We get a lot of people that come to us that need that emotional support pet. They have anxiety or depression. So, in turn, even though we're saving these cats' lives, these cats are turning around and helping these people that have issues. We have a great Seniors for Seniors program. Any senior 65 or older can adopt one of our 6-year or older cats. There's no charge. We cover the vaccines, rabies and distemper for life.
That's beautiful.
And at any time, if their circumstances change, any cat that comes under the CF umbrella, we're invested with that cat for life. We take all our cats back, no questions asked. So, you know, the one thing we hear with seniors, I'm always concerned if something happens to me, where will Fluffy go? Fluffy always has a home at Chesapeake Feline Association. So I think that's a great program that we have because a lot of seniors, you know, they live by themselves. They're lonely. They just want that companion. Case in point, we just had a cat named Tazzy who was adopted. Older gentleman in his 70s, wanted a companion. Tazzy follows him around, greets people that comes into his house and sleeps with him every night.
So you would say older gentleman in his 70s would describe my, sadly, my father-in-law, my wife's father who loves cats. He lost his cat about 8 months ago and readopted and then lost the next cat recently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all he can do. And he's in great health. I mean, Dan, my father-in-law, he's going to live till he's 120. He knows that. I say late 70s. I always joke about that because he's, like, not an old guy. You know what I mean? But he loves cats, and he readopted again last week. And my wife's got pictures, and it's important to him. And I'm thinking, how many people are like that? That it's important. It would be important to me as I get older. I don't think I'll never not have a cat again.
Right.
I couldn't go 13 days. We have a wheel for our girl. We actually had friends by the house the other day that love cats, and they'd never seen a cat wheel. And we trained our girl on the big wheel, and she gets on that thing in the middle of the night. Boop, 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 boop. She runs along. But our cat is, she's special. You know, she's part of the family. So.
Oh, yeah. They are true family members. You know, they're with you through thick and thin, through births, deaths, everyday occasions. And the one thing about our organization, which I'm very proud of, is we're all volunteer. None of us get paid. We give our time freely to do what we do, and we have a great group of volunteers that without them, we really couldn't do what we do. And, you know, we're affiliated. We have the partnership with the Petco here in Bel Air and the Petco in Northeast. We have volunteers that go in there, take care of the cats, talk to anybody that wants to come in.
Try to get them adopted,
yes.
Every time we go in a Petco, we fall in love with a cat, right? Every time we go in a pet store.
You cannot. How can you not? Yeah, so, and, you know, at Adam's Jeep, we're going to be there promoting what we do. Every adoption, that adopter will get a T-shirt, just kind of like I gave you here today.
Nice. Chesapeake Feline Association, that's what we're promoting today.
Yeah. So,
Do we love cats? Give me your story. You said it before we went on the air, because I don't green room anybody. Everybody knows that about me. You're a Dundalk boy. Are you a Dundalk girl?
You know it.
What?
Well, I'm an Army brat / Dundalk girl. My dad used to go to Port Holabird.
Okay.
That's what kind of got us into Dundalk, and I just grew up there. And
did you go to Dundalk High?
No, I actually went to Patapsco.
Oh, I can't believe
patriot.
I had you on the show. God.
I'm a patriot.
Man, the other side of Wise Avenue, right over there, huh?
Hey, through and through.
The only thing you got, and I've told everybody, well, we got two things going for you now. You got Costas and you got Drug City on your side.
Oh,
you have to cross over to the Stricker side to get to you guys. You got to cross Patapsco.
Yeah, well, the one thing I wanted to say is the fact that you mentioned about your first cat that you had, that she was like 5 and a half. I love that you went to the shelter and adopted an older cat. There are so many great cats in these shelters who are older that get overlooked. People always want the kittens or the cats to come up to you.
We didn't want a kitten. We almost adopted a pair.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, we struggled. We went home that night and thought, should we have this? It was a mother and a son. and they were 3-1. They weren't old.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to take the pair, and the kitten kissed me. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, literally, that's what happened. Like, we just didn't. It wasn't, and my wife was like, ah, kitten, oh my God, you know, we're going to have to train it. And my wife has just done, like, just, I tell her every day, because this cat is so awesome. Our cat is so awesome.
Yeah, well, I've got to tell you two really quick feel-good stories. So we have a wonderful volunteer who's gotten us on social media, TikTok, and I don't understand it, but she's gotten us on there. And we have gotten two of our long-term cats, because we are a no-kill facility. Any cat that comes in our care, it stays with us until it's adopted or, as they say, goes over the Rainbow Bridge. So she put Foxy and Graybell both on TikTok. Foxy had been with us, I believe it was 2,767 days.
Oh, my.
Yes. We got a wonderful adopter for her. She sent us a picture when she got home. And Foxy was just, she wasn't the cat that would run up to you and want a lot of attention. But she was a great cat, but she would always get overlooked because she was that cat that would not come up to you. And Graybell was the same way. You know, great cat, but she just would not randomly just walk up to you. And they were overlooked because of that. So Foxy was there 2,767 days, and I think Graybell was there a little over 2,600 days. Both have gotten adopted, and actually Graybell had over 62 applications for her. So it's crazy how social media is. And
well, let's continue that. Let's continue that. Let's find some more people that want.
Yeah. We still have some long-term cats at our facility that are looking for homes. Now, if you do, if anybody ever wants to come to our shelter, we are located in Northeast Maryland. We do not let kittens into our facility. They all go into a foster home. So we only house adults at our facility. Any kitten, you'll see them at Petco, and a lot of the fosters we have will invite you into their home if you ever want to do a meet and greet.
Sure.
So, yeah, we have some long-term cats. They can go to our website, ChesapeakeFelineAssociation.org, and you can go to Pet Finder, and you can see some of the cats that we have available for adoption.
Now, why are you a crazy cat lady? I just get back to the beginning of this.
You know, I think I got it from my grandmother. She always loved cats, and there was just something about them. And, you know, people that say, oh, cats are, you know, I don't like them, this or that. You really have to understand a cat, and I think I
Jackson Galaxy helped me tremendously.
There you go.
So my wife, before we had a cat, when I was against having a cat, and the only reason I was against having a cat, I love cats, it was the commitment of, I want to go to Hawaii for 10 days. What am I going to do with the cat? Mm. It's the commitment of, I want to go away for the weekend. What are we, you know, like, you can leave a cat at home for a day or two, maybe, and have some friends stop by. But just sort of the long-term responsibility. You know, I had a child when I was 15, so I'm a very responsible person.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point where it's like, I don't want I had employees for years, right? Like, all of that. So that was my issue with it. It wasn't about not liking a cat. But when this cat came into our life, the first day the cat came into my life, really, it changed me. And people around me know that about me.
Right.
And they say, we didn't think you would be like a cat person or whatever. The notion that we were going to save a cat was very important to us, too, for my wife as well. Like, we went to Be More Humane to adopt the first time because we were going to save a cat's life. That was the most important thing that was in her mind. But oh, my God, for 3 years leading up to it, she would have Jackson Galaxy on TV on the weekends, kind of preparing in her mind and me watching it as to what cats would be like. And she bought a book. She bought the Jackson Galaxy book, and we kind of fingered through it a little bit when we got the cat about how to think a little bit like a cat. And mm-hmm. it changed everything for me, and I'm a good cat parent now. But I don't expect a cat to be like a dog.
Well,
you
know,
they're not
like a dog, but they do show compassion. You know, people say, well, cats, you know, they're aloof, whatever. I hear so many stories of people coming up and telling me about how their cat has helped them through an illness, like with your wife.
Oh, without question.
Perfect thing. My husband got in a car accident, really bad car accident years ago, and I came home and he said I was having a really bad day. My back was killing me. And at this time, we had a cat named Tigger. And he said, Tigger came in bed and laid against me right where my back was hurting. It was like she kind of knew it. So cats have that instinct just like dogs do. Yeah,
they
so
do.
They make great pets.
Well, let's adopt them out. Let's get them
Let's adopt them out,
Let's do it.
So we are going to have cats at Adam's Jeep when we come. We're going to have, I don't know if we'll have kittens because we don't have any young kittens at the moment. Kitten season is here upon us, so we'll be getting them left and right any minute. But we will have some adults from our shelter. Like I said, I'm going
to
have
Champ. If I bring my wife to Adam's Jeep, we're going home with all your cats. I mean, I'm telling you right now.
Well, I'm telling you, Champ is a great cat. He's been at my house, and So I've had him, you know, isolated from my cats. So I'll go in there and sleep with him from time to time. And when I'm in bed, he's just totally touching my face, wanting to be close to me. He's a great cat. And so what I would say to anybody listening is that whether it's a dog or a cat, when you go into a shelter facility, do not overlook the shy, that we call them wallflowers. Don't overlook those animals, because those animals have so much love to give. They just are a little bit more shy, but when you get them home and out of the shelter environment, dogs or cats, their personalities just bloom. You know, and even I'm surprised at some of the cats that we've had, that when they've gone home to, you know, their forever homes, and the adopters contact us back and with updates, and it's like,
well, we took Kitty home the first 6 months. She was five and a half, almost 6 years old. We took her home the first 6 months. She was just with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was, you know, it was. I would take whatever I could get, and then 6 months in, it just changed. Winter came, and she became much more close, right?
Yeah.
And then that never changed the day she died. I mean, she was like, but like a different cat, totally a different cat.
Oh, yeah. So you have to, you know, when you go to any facility, trust what the people there are telling you. They're telling you it's a great cat, tell you about its personality. Take that for what it is, because we see the cats all the time. We know their personalities. So if it's a great cat in a shelter, it's going to be a great cat when he gets home. You know.
All right. Well, we're adopting them out. It's Chesapeake Feline Association. We're going to be on May 6th at Adams Jeep with my pal Steve and everybody up there. We're right down the road. She is right across the bridge up in Northeast, up past Hollywood Casino and the Barstool Sports. We'll be there as well draft week. So we got a lot going on around here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to give Karen a chance to win $10,000 here to throw back to the first ever scratch off here. Remember this from Dundalk back in the day, right?
Of course. Wow.
Give the website again for everybody. So they can find you and a phone number and whatnot for if anybody's just listening and wants to be a part of it. But come out to Adam's Jeep on the 6th as well. You can actually meet the cats.
Right, and we're going to be there from 10 to 2 on
all
that
right.
Saturday.
And by the way, Mike Bordick's going to be there from 11 to 1 that day. I'm going to be there in the morning that day. So.
Right, and Mike, what he's doing for us, anybody who knows Mike, he's a Hall of Famer for the Orioles. He is actually going to be signing autographs. And with each autograph, all he's asking is for a donation of food to our organization, which I think is great. But if anybody wants more information about Chesapeake Feline, it's ChesapeakeFelineAssociation.org. Or if you have any questions, you can call us at 410-507-0664. We are an all-volunteer organization, so that phone line is not manned. But you can leave a message and a volunteer will get back to you.
Dundalk coming together in Harford County. We're at the Greenbrier Shopping Center. We're at Pappas right now. I got my crab mallet from Raskin Globalite. This is my break crab mallet. I'm going to start using that. Win donation, 866-90-NATION. Buy two, get two free. 5 years, 0% financing. They put us on the road, as does the Maryland Lottery. On the 27th, we're going to be back downtown. Captain Larry's in Federal Hill. Then on the 28th, back downtown again at Fadley's at the old Lexington Market, not to be confused with the new Lexington Market. I've been getting recruited up here to Harford County. I'm going to be back up here in May and in June doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour as well. We're having some fun. I got to get a crab cake in here. Barry Glassman, former Harford County executive, is going to be here. We're going to talk to him about Annapolis a little bit. He's been down in Annapolis since he left Harford County as a lobbyist, but you know, recreational cannabis, all sorts of things going on, laws being made. So we'll be talking about that as well as the friends here at Pappas and their new location. You had Pappas crab cake yet?
I've had, not at this location, but we are staying for dinner, and I am going to get a crab cake tonight.
First Harford County Pappas crab cake. It's going to be delicious.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
You know, this place has been mobbed since it got here because, I mean, like, I live near a couple Pappases. So I'm like, you know, I mean, but if you're in Harford County, my friend Ken's like, I always wanted to try one, but I didn't want to drive all the way down there. So I said, all right, he's here at the bar. A lot of friends out at Harford County. It's good to see everybody out here. And a big appreciation to our friends at Pappas for a sponsorship. Justin's here. His parents were here. The Orioles were here. Adele Beckham was on TV. We're having some fun. It's springtime. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Make sure you come find us on May 6th up in Bel Air North at Adams Jeep with our friends from Chesapeake Feline. Stay with us.